Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
With two N's.
That's me.
Is here. Ken Kessler with two S's. Ken Kessler to be determined after 2 hours. And then there's Doug Steffen. Kara's at the controls, so we're all set, centered, and focused on these three gentlemen who are heroes who foil the trained gunmen. They have created. So this is like starting a new business. You know, it's really very interesting to see how we want and like and appreciate and deserve to have good stories, good news. And so these three have provided us with that. Airman Spencer Stone, Alex Scarlatos from Oregon, National Guardsman. Third man is Anthony Sadler. They are very interesting, positive, good. And you know that the news media is looking at every aspect of these guys' lives. There's not anything.
Inspecting, yes.
Can we find out something bad? Like maybe one of these guys beat up his brother in the third grade or something. Can we find that out about him? Because they're just too good. Well, they grew up in the same area, Sacramento, California. As a matter of fact, the city's planning a parade for them.
They should. I like it. Rewarding good behavior.
It's good. It's very good. What's wrong, people? Come on. Honor them. Give them time to feel good about what they did. They instinctively.
Who doesn't love a parade? Come on.
Right, exactly. I love a parade. Go ahead, Jennifer.
You know, we throw those the word hero around so much these days.
Yeah.
But I think it really works in this case.
Yep. Agree. Jennifer?
Agree.
Agree. Everybody.
Circle gets the square.
Yes, it does. All right, so the story will continue about them, as well it should. Nice way to spend a vacation. All right, what's going on with this Moroccan guy, Ayoub El Kazani, being questioned by the French, right? Counterterrorism police took him to a place outside of Gay Paris yesterday.
Which is
over.
So funny since he says he's not a terrorist.
Right.
So that's
is he
weird.
Or isn't he?
Oh, come on.
Oh, come on, Jennifer. Why do you always think the worst of everybody? He's just a young lost kid.
What
did
they say?
Train.
Oh, my gosh. Why am I blanking right now? If it smells like a hmm and it is a hmm, what is it?
Then it must be a hmm. It's a hmm. Or as they say in French, it's not the way the French.
Wow. What did you take this morning?
I actually got 6.5 hours of sleep last night.
What?
All right. Yeah, I know.
Share. Pass it around.
Here's the good news from the world of radio. More than 90% of people in New York State listen to the radio every week for about 9 hours. So we have some folks say hi to in Rome and Albany. Hello, Elmira. My mind, isn't that the song?
It's Elvira.
Oh, it's Elvira. Let me see. Okay, so let's see. How many people want to waste a lot of time talking about the Dow Jones average going down, what, 500 and something points yesterday? Folks, calm down. Will you please stop it? Why are you selling your stock? Why are you calling your broker? Sit still and watch. As, hello, how many of you can remember the Dow Jones average at 6,000? And it was at 18,000, and so it's gone to 17-something or other? What, you think the world is going to fall apart? No, 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 and no. It's not. So you read these fools who write all this. You notice that Bloomberg hasn't been all about this, but the Dow Jones ownership.
He's busy tackling different soda drinkers. So
no, he's not. He's not the mayor anymore. No, he's been.
Really?
I wish he were still the mayor. Given the
I know. I think a lot of people do.
Blah, Blasio. Anyway, so the point is that if you're an American that has investments and retirement savings that are tied to stocks, just sit still. The world is not coming to an end. Chicken Little has not come back to life. Financial planners, if they're smart, are going to tell you two things. One, don't sell anything unless they are people that make money. Here's the difference, all right? And I'm no whiz at this stuff by any stretch of the imagination, but I know a con when I see one. If your broker calls you and says, you got to sell, tell him you'll sell as long as he doesn't take a commission on the sale. See how long that conversation lasts. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Do not sell anything. Just
now,
let it
sit. People
sit.
Talk about this being a correction.
Yeah, it is to a point. Yeah, the last, what, 5 years, things have gone up really well. The good thing here, this is what you look at. Well, the Fed was going to raise interest rates maybe before the end of the year. Now they won't do that. So that's good. Housing is extraordinarily hot in most areas of the country. If the economy's not good, maybe some high-end people who have a little waffling going on in their portfolio will say, maybe I won't buy that house. I'm not going to buy that McMansion this week. Let's let things sit for a while. And then there'll be other people who will be smart and they'll just say, oh, this is a good time to buy. If your broker calls and says, here's an opportunity for you to buy XXX, and he's good and he's been solid and you've seen growth and most of the stuff he recommends has done well, then I'd listen to him or her. Actually, I'd rather listen to her. Most of the women that I know who do this are smarter and better motivated than the men are. So then I don't know what else to say. Kenny, you got some comments? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show. Anything on this?
Not a thing.
So that tells you something about our listeners, then, doesn't it?
Yeah. In fact, I posted early this morning, how closely are you following the stock market this week?
Yep.
Crickets.
Boo. Yeah, right. Okay. So that tells it all. Let's leave it at that. 13 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. If you're one of the 1.5 million or 2 million American men who have started to use Provia, thank you, and you're thanking me for pointing you in that direction, right? There are a lot of men, and by the way, there are equal number of women who have. There are millions of people who are using Provia now. Been out of the market for 4.5 years, proven to work. That's why they're still selling it. That's why I'm still talking about it. And that's why you can still get it by dialing 800-525-8319. So what do you get? You get a serum that is a cleanser. You place it on your head wherever the hair is thin. You work it around. Maybe you've got a little electric vibrator. You put it up there and you work it around to get the scalp stimulated. Stimulate the scalp, open up the pores, cleanse the pores so the hair follicles can get through and your hair can grow back again. It is proven to work. You will love the product. You will say goodbye to the embarrassment of thinning hair. And so what's the big deal? Why are you waiting? Pick up the phone now. Call 800-525-8319 and tell me you're listening to Doug Steffen. They will send you, for the price of one bottle of Provia, a second super concentrated bottle of Provia. You also will get on the list of priority shipping, free shipping. You get it faster, use it quicker, get results that are better. Get your hair back or your money back. 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319 to naturally get your hair back.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Endro 400. I really love it. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. It feels like I'm 25. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man.
Guys, if you'd like to see results like Dave Ryan's, try Endro 400, the safe, inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Endro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF, Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need school supplies for my kids, and I can't spend a lot.
With Staples' 110% price match guarantee for back to school, find an item for less, and we'll match the price and give you 10% of the difference.
So I'll get the lowest price on backpacks?
Yes.
Notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Calculators?
You bet.
Even?
Yep.
Nice.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Valid through 9/19/15. See store or staples.com for details.
Everybody say hi to Sam Flybush.
Hi, Sam. Hi, Sam.
Who listens in the Nashua, Newburyport area of northeastern Massachusetts. How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? Thought of the day today comes from Sean Connery, whose 85th birthday is today.
One ping.
That's a good one. But this one is, love may not make the world go round, but I must admit that it makes the ride worthwhile. Mm-hmm. This from a man who's been accused of being an abuser of his wife. You think that's just so much for we like a lot of other stuff, Kenny? What about Sean Connery? I don't want to believe that about him anyway. Do you?
I don't want to believe it, and I think that with TMZ and everything, if that were the case, there would be.
Right. Okay. All right. So, happy birthday to Sean Connery. It's been 10 years since he's been in a movie.
At least.
Right.
Wow. Yeah.
Miss him. 19 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Okay, we're going to have a 2020 news quiz question. Here are the rules. If you are new to the program, what I will do is ask you a question as close to 20 past the hour as I can. And then you'll have till 20 minutes before the next hour to answer the question. If we have everything, all the lines are jammed up, before that I'll get the answer on. Usually when we come back at the bottom of the hour, is that too technical? The bottom of the hour means when we return after the news and all the important information you get from your local station at 33 past the hour. So our number here is 888-302-3684. I'll bet no one knows Robert Ledoux. Who is Robert Ledoux? L-E-D-O-U-X. And why would we be talking about him on a program that talks about the news? Who is Robert Ledoux? If you know, 888-302-3684. That will entitle you to a sample pack of Cedarside's original 100% organic bug sprays that are a must-have for your home and family. We'll send you a sample pack of that. If you can figure out why it is we'd be talking about Robert Ledoux, he has been in the news the last, 48-hour news cycle, I think, pretty much, hasn't it been?
I think so.
48 hours or so, yeah. 888-302-3684. So that's the story. Well, and you'll tell us what the story is. Now, some good news. Days like today when the news is so filled with a Dow this and the down that and yada, yada. Chipotle says they're going to hire 4,000 people in one day.
Wow. That's a
Monday.
Lot of burrito makers.
They do this on September 9th, first ever National Career Day. Between 8 and 11, you can go to any restaurant location of Chipotle, and they want to hire 60 of you at each location. Chipotle, that's good news. 21 after.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Good to have you listening to the Good Day program. Chapel Hill, hi, hi, hi. All the folks listening in Wisconsin. You like that? Not Wisconsin. Whiz.
Like cheese whiz.
Wisconsin. Yes. All right, time for us to relive some important things that have happened on this date. August 25th, 1635. The first recorded hurricane in the New World. Was called Hurricane. It was the what they refer to in the news media as the Colonial Hurricane. Storm with furious winds, and many of the ships that had been used to bring colonists to the New World, which had started a few years before that, sunk in the waves. So that's the first hurricane recorded in America. This date, 1635. And talking about the New World, there have been hurricanes forever. As we know, let's see here. On this date, 1954, Hurricane Carol roamed from North Carolina all the way up the coast through the Delmarva into New York and the coast of New England. Category 3 storm killed 60 people, injured well over 1,000. This date, 1954. 1992, Hurricane Andrew thrashed the U.S. Louisiana coast. How interesting that we have, somebody said to me, because they hear me talking about thoughts being things, if you talk about stuff like this, does that mean that we might, that somehow or other, the consciousness of hurricanes would create another one? And I'm pretty powerful, but I'm not sure I'm that powerful.
Yeah, that would be rough, probably.
A little bit. Okay.
To change weather patterns, that'd be pretty powerful.
Right, exactly. On this date in 2000, Daniel Wyant, former executive of the American Cancer Society, pled guilty to embezzling $8 million from the American Cancer Society. Now, that reminds me, for those of you who are still interested in Jared Fogle's case, his Child Obesity Foundation has turned out to be a Kazam sham. N-G. No good. He's no good. The charity's no good. Wow. Nothing to do with Subway. Can't take Subway down the pike for this one. This guy's just no good. Stories at DougStefan.com. N is another letter that goes in there if you want to really underscore it. But
you know what? Prison has a way of
straightening all that
straightening
out.
People out.
Uh-huh. Yeah, making a correction, kind of like the stock market's doing.
Right, exactly. Right. He'll be corrected, all right.
Yeah, he will.
He'll be standing up straight. Or, well,
or not.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, on this day in 2004, astronomers reported the discovery of a planet 14 times bigger than the Earth near the star Mu'arai, which is 15
Donald Trump's hair.
Light years away. Oh, by the way, you know, I was talking about all these hurricanes. I don't know why I didn't put this into the list. This is the anniversary of the infamous Hurricane Katrina hitting land in America on the coast of South Florida. Four people were dead there, and then it zoomed to New Orleans, and we all know the story from there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
It really, and it's still being, there are people who live there, including our own Roberta Fasinelli, who say they're still cleaning up. I was in New Orleans, actually, I stayed overnight at her house the night before Charlotte died in April on my way back from California in the car, and I was driving through some parts of New Orleans. I didn't notice it coming in because it was dark, but leaving the next morning, there's still a lot of mess there. There really is. And there are a lot of people complaining. I mean, how smart was it to rebuild the levees exactly the way they were before the storm?
With the problems, but
28 past the hour. This is the Doug Stefan Good Day program.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green. Today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Bob Schramm of MSNBC. Coming right up, half the Republican field wants to change the first sentence of the 14th Amendment on birthright citizenship. Is that plausible? Is that nuts?
Welcome back to the Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for the couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action. Look how he makes eye contact with this person. That's actually known as the treat stare. How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles. Ah, the happy dance will come in with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Rich Lowry and Bob Schramm. Half the Republican field wants to change the first sentence of the 14th Amendment on birthright citizenship. Is that plausible? Is that nuts?
I think this is ridiculous. I don't think that any court would hold that the 14th Amendment doesn't confer citizenship on children born here. I don't think there's any prospect of passing a constitutional amendment. Charles Krautheimer, with whom I don't always agree, to put it mildly, thinks that this whole discussion is a real threat to taking the Republican Party off the cliff. When you get to this, it will really inflame people and make it very difficult for Republicans to win the presidency for a generation.
I think there is a very good case that the Congress can, under the 14th Amendment, determine what is meant by subject to the jurisdiction of, which is the key clause in the 14th Amendment. So the Supreme Court actually hasn't held on the issue of whether the children of illegal immigrants do have birthright citizenship or not. Politically, I think this is a blind alley. I think it'd be much easier just to enforce our immigration laws so this becomes less of a problem.
That was your Both Sides Minute. Today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and author speechwriter Bob Schramm of MSNBC.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Take my reputation as a broadcaster of some 50 years on the fact that today is going to be a good day. And one of the things that will happen in a few minutes is a visit with our own Dr. Jack Stockwell with a number of things on his mind, including how much water to drink every day and the new podcast from the Forbidden Doctor. That'll be on our minds in a moment. First, though, our 2020 news quiz question. I asked about Robert Ledoux, and let's see if we can work this over with Steve, who's listening in Evansville, Indiana. Steve, thanks for the call. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
Good. I'm well. Thank you for asking. So what's the story with Robert Ledoux?
I believe Robert Ledoux was one of the gentlemen involved in detaining the idiot who shot and killed the state trooper in Louisiana.
Yes, I was concerned at first that you were going to attribute him to the train, but that's not the case. Exactly. Robert Ledoux said...
And idiot's too nice a word, I think.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, he said what he saw was pure evil in the eyes of this fellow, who's accused of gunning down the state trooper in Louisiana. So he went for it, and he didn't think of himself. So that's where... See, all of the things you can find... You know what the main story is, Steve, on CNN today? The first thing that you will hear from them is a story about the sound of your 401k circling the drain, which is about the stupidest, dumbest... it is absolutely the most irresponsible thing. They have absolutely no credibility whatsoever. Your 401 isn't circling the drain at all, unless you've got an idiot managing it and bought all the wrong stocks, and I can't believe that that's the case. Even if it's a horrible stock, for the most part, it'll come back. Things are not going to go out of bed. It just so infuriates me to see that stuff so that we... Anybody who pays attention to that clown who wrote that story or who's delivering it on the air, Dow Jones is off 1,100 points. Okay, so it was at the end of the day down 500. And some of the market value went off by, what, 5, 6%, something like that? So what? Have you got a 401k retirement plan, Steve?
Well, I did, but I've cashed it all out.
You did.
Okay, well, join the club.
Yeah. Here's the good news. We're going to give you a refill, which is a Doug Steffen mug.
Right. Now, what we're going to do is give you a sample pack of Cedarside 100% organic bug spray that you heard me talking about all summer long. It's really cool stuff, and I appreciate your being here. So how? What are you? You had to cash out. What do you do for work?
I build trusses for roofs.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. I just was looking at some trusses that I built for a I'm going to try to put up a garage on my farm. And they've gotten a little punky because we left them on the ground over the wintertime. But I figure with some plywood, we can kind of solid them up, right?
Sure.
You can solid them up a little if you cut some plywood and put them in the important places. They'll be okay?
Absolutely.
Yeah, right. How long have you been doing that?
About 3 years.
How do you like it?
I like it as much as you could like something like that.
Well, it's repetitive. Have you ever been a framer?
Yes.
Yeah. Why don't you go back to that? That's more interesting.
Yes.
Yeah. The reason that I ask is, there are a lot of reasons for asking. I think people do. You can talk to people and get some fascinating stories about what they do for a living or what's going on in their lives. In terms of how houses are built, you know, the old discussion about stick-built houses. I'm in an area, or my friend is in an area that has some pretty nice houses, and they're bringing in a lot of the framing already having been constructed. So they're not building it from the ground up. They're putting the pieces together. I think that's more common these days in framing, isn't it?
I think it is.
Yeah. Would you like to... let me ask you this. In terms of your own future, or what you'd like to be doing most with your time to make money, what would that be?
Probably building furniture.
So why don't you do it?
Well, I do some. I do a little bit. I do as much as I can.
Really? Have you got a catalog or something?
Oh, no.
Yeah. I was going to say, if you had a little catalog, we'd post it on our Facebook page for you.
Wow. That would How's be that? Nice.
So put a little catalog together and send it to Kenny, all right? How's that for a deal?
Sure.
All right, hold on a second. Kara's going to get your information. We'll send you the Cedarside. I think we ought to help people that are doing interesting things and start, you know me, with
get
starting
the
their businesses. I think everybody ought to have a little garage business. Look at Jack Stockwell. He's got a garage business, and he doesn't even have a garage. Actually, he does have a garage, and it's filled with all. Last time I was in your garage, you had a 1996 Ford pickup truck in it. You had a couple of cars. Oh, there were motorcycles. That was what I remember about your garage. Motorcycles.
Yeah, his and hers Harleys.
You still got them?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Really? I'm trying to envision you on a Harley, and I'm having a hard time with that.
Oh, it's great.
Mary, how often do you go out on those Harleys?
Not often enough, I'll tell you that. But it's been awfully hot lately, and anything over, 80, 85 degrees isn't fun.
No, really? I think that wind blowing on your face would be kind of refreshing.
75 degrees, yes. It's been fabulous.
Really? What happens when you get splatted by a mosquito or something?
You have windshields.
Oh.
You have riding glasses.
Ah, I see.
Yes,
okay.
You have a helmet.
Dr. Jack Stockwell with us in a moment. We'll talk about the Forbidden Doctor newsletter and what's in there this week. The information you can glean and gain. Also, how much water is appropriate for you to drink every day? All that coming up next here on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
When it comes to medicine, the majority of Americans report they read and follow their medicine label. Yet, common dosing mistakes can cause people to take too much medicine. Taking more of a medicine than directed is an overdose. with acetaminophen, a common pain reliever and fever reducer. Almost half of overdoses are unintentional. Acetaminophen is safe and effective when used as directed, but there's a limit to how much you can take in one day. Taking too much can lead to liver damage. Here's advice from Elizabeth Keys, pharmacist and COO of the American Pharmacists Association.
Each time you take an over-the-counter or prescription medicine, be sure to read the label. Every medicine has instructions that tell you what amount to take, how to take it, when to take it, and when not to take it. Acetaminophen is the most common drug ingredient. It's used by more than 50 million Americans each week to help with pain and fevers. Look for the name acetaminophen highlighted on the over-the-counter labels, and always read your label to make sure you're taking it safely. If you have questions, be sure to ask your healthcare provider or pharmacist.
For more information, visit knowyourdose.org. This is Steve Anwert reporting.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
I'd say 10.
4, 5,
12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams brews about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale.
Cherry Wheat.
Rebel IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
This is crazy.
So obviously we were wrong. I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
These go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Also beer company, Boston Adams. Responsibly.
43 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and Dr. Jack Stockwell. Let's get started with the famous Forbidden Doctor podcast, which you can get at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Jack and his wife, Mary, go through every week important information that is not available on the open market, shall we say, because although the info is there, there is not a way of supporting it because there's not a lot of money to be made in fixing people on the cheap. Right, Jack?
Well, that's for sure.
Yeah, all right.
That's they want the miracle pill.
Right, all right. So the miracle sometimes isn't a pill. Sometimes it's a thought or sometimes it's something natural. So this week, the podcast focuses on breast cancer. You've been doing a couple of series of these, cancer in general, but breast cancer, something Mary has a great deal of expertise on, right?
Oh, yes. As well, not just herself, but with several
sisters.
Patients.
Didn't she have sisters, too? I thought you told
me. She has sisters who have had problems with this, a grandmother who died of this, an aunt who died of this.
Yeah.
So this was one of her main focus.
All right. So what's the, you're not going to give it away because...
No, but I'll give you a free cheat sheet.
Okay,
breast cancers. Well, that comes along with listening to the podcast, Breast Cancer's Forbidden Prevention.
Okay.
At the end of it is a breast cancer cheat sheet for free. The basic information you need to know to prevent breast cancer. Not the Susan G. Komen stuff.
Nah, that's a lot of hype and foolishness.
But the real stuff. This is how you prevent breast cancer. It's absolutely free with the podcast. And the podcast, of course, is free.
All right. Scientists are trying to figure out how a gene glitch makes some people fat. This is a discovery that could open the door, so some scientists say, to a new approach to the problem of people being fat. Is this just so much hype? Is it diet? Is it exercise? And that's it? Fasting, juicing, detoxing?
Researchers learned a long time ago, if you actually find a cure for something and you publish it, then the funds for that research are no longer there because you've found out the answer.
Fix the problem.
But if you find another brick in the wall, well, here's a gene that causes fat. Well, what about the gene that makes us need oxygen?
Mm-hmm. No,
I mean, obviously, if you overdo the carbohydrates, your body is going to put on fat. That is the simple, basic physiology 101. You know, when they come out with stuff like that, I know they're looking for more research money. It's absolutely nonsense. We've got something like, 44,000, 45,000 genes that they've identified so far. And one thing that they do know that they haven't made all that public, except through alternative news releases, genes do not have to express themselves. Just because you have a gene for this or a gene for that, the thing that makes it express itself is the environmental factors that trigger that gene.
Yep.
And the most powerful environmental factor is nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
And when your nutrition lends towards weight gain, you are going to gain weight, irregardless of the gene.
Yep. All right. So let's say you've gained weight. You're not happy with your body. I think the first conversation you and I ever had any number of years ago had to do with your own detoxification and the stuff, the standard process stuff that you had me go on because you wanted, there's a detox routine. But I wondered, for the benefit of those listening, if you could explain the difference between fasting, juicing, and detoxing. Are they all one and the same, or are they necessary? Can you have one without the other?
Funny you should ask that. That's podcast number 15 of The Forbidden Doctor. I remember in my physiology classes back in school, we were taught by an East Indian. And if you could, you know, get through her accent, you could actually learn some really good stuff because she had recently arrived. And she said this. She said, any fasting that goes more than 3 days is now starvation. You can call it fasting all you want, but it's starvation because it takes 3 days to clean the sugar stores out of the liver, out of the muscles that your body depends upon when food sources are interrupted. You know, historically, that's the way we're genetically wired.
Yep.
So in 3 days, the glycogen is gone, and then your body will start eating itself in order to stay alive. She said that's why you in India you never see these perpetual fasters who live longer than 35 or 40 years, no matter how pure their lifestyle is. Their hearts finally fail, their kidneys fail, their livers fail. Now, anytime, now that's the fasting part. The detoxifying part's fascinating in and of itself, because anytime your food source is interrupted, when your hypothalamus has been trained every 5 hours or every 6 hours or whatever else you're going to eat something, and if that particular schedule is interrupted, the liver will go into a detoxification mode. Your liver, although we've identified over 600 different functions, those functions are primarily associated with either digesting food or detoxifying the blood. And any time the food cycle is interrupted to some degree, especially when we go to sleep at night, it immediately starts detoxifying. So if you want to speed that up, if you want to assist it, that's where the juicing may come in. Mm-hmm. But the thing about juicing is people often will way overdo juicing. You never want to juice more than you would have eaten in a single meal, because that will just simply overwhelm the liver and overwhelm the digestive processes of the body. The body isn't designed to drink the juice from a dozen carrots. And all the other things that we would throw in there, most of that stuff will go right on through.
Okay. So speaking of drinking, there is I don't know whether it's a myth or it's not a myth. You ought to drink 8 glasses of water a day. Is it true or not? What's the science behind it?
Yeah, that comes out of the stuff back in World War II when they decided, here's the average man, here's the average woman, and this 8x8 thing is really mythic because does everybody wear a size 10 shoe? I mean, no. It's really kind of silly.
Yeah.
And so I do, actually, Dr. Jack.
Then you drink 8 glasses of water a day.
Yeah, then you must be drinking 8 glasses, yeah. Right. The idea is to keep everything properly hydrated. It's in the news recently, and it keeps appearing because of all these kids that are starting to have elimination problems with their kidneys. I mean, teenagers showing up with kidney stones because they're getting too many soft drinks, not enough water.
Yep.
The best advice I've seen so far is between 1 to 1.5 ounces per pound of body weight. So, you know, if you weighed 200 pounds, let's say, you'd be drinking anywhere from 100 to 150 ounces of water a day.
Eight ounces in a glass?
Yes, 8 ounces in
a
glass
of water.
Well, 8 times 8 is 64,
yeah.
which was fine for the average sized woman, and they based on a woman, not a man, the average sized woman just after World War II.
Right. But we got a second or two here. There is water in fruits and vegetables.
Yeah.
There, it's in beer, tea, coffee, all that stuff. If you drink some of that, is any property in any of those drinks dehydrating?
Well, they all are, because they all contain substances the body has to get rid of.
Ah.
Now, caffeine is a diuretic, you know, if it's in a soft drink or coffee or tea.
Right.
But you drink a little water when you're through with your cup of coffee. But the big signal is, are you thirsty?
Mm-hmm.
Does your mouth feel dry? Are you thirsty? Are you looking for a source of water? That's when you need to drink.
Yep.
That's the, you know, I mean, nature couldn't have done a better job than that.
All right. So the story is a drink when you need it. That sounds like the drink when your body tells you need it. Podcast on breast cancer at theforbiddendoctor.com. Dr. Jack Stockwell on Good Day.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Now 53 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Kenny Kessler. We're going to be joined in a moment by Kim Gerritsen, who is here in the Hest or Behest of Greg Stebbin, another technological genius. It's going to help you realize how much your life would be misery if you didn't have all kinds of technology. No, 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 and no. All right, so we'll get into simplifying your life. How do you do that using technology in just a moment here on Good Day?
Breathe it in, kid. Every 3 months, we install these air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are priced to save us more money. And Granger's got close to 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from, in stock and ready when we need them. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/filters or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack. Got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
All right, let's get to Kim Gerritsen, who is here directing Realization Innovation, part of the Donald Reynolds Journalism Institute at the Missouri School of Journalism. This is a service that connects brand marketers, agencies, media companies with startups through
Partnerships, Research Services at the University. Sounds like you have a very interesting life, Kim. Thank you for being here and joining us on Good Day.
Thank you for having me, Doug.
I would bet that you have done some work on how people can clean up things, for example, an email or two or three or four or two or three or 400 or two or three or 4,000. Actually, I've just, as we were starting here, gone into my email. I have Gmail. And looking at all of these things that come into my email box that I don't want, how much time I spend trying to block stuff, or how much time I spend deleting things, what do we do to simplify our lives that doesn't involve all of that?
So I can clean up your life, simplify your life, in 2 minutes, Doug.
Yeah?
All you have to do is go to UnrollMe, UNROLL.me, and that is going to show you on one screen everything that you've subscribed to or even not subscribed to that are sending you emails, and you just go down the list and check the boxes, and poof, they're gone.
Unroll.me. That's all you got to do. All right.
Unroll.me.
Everybody doing this? Kenny, you doing this? Jennifer, you doing this?
This is great. I love it.
Clean up your inbox. Let's see here.
So this is a safe site, because one of the first things it does is ask for your password.
Absolutely a safe site. I did it a couple of days ago. I had 467 email subscriptions that were sending me sometimes several times a day. Many from e-commerce sites where I had purchased something or hadn't even purchased something, and now they're starting to blast me with emails. And in 2 minutes, I was down to 100 subscriptions, news sites with daily information that I want to read. I got rid of all the junk.
Really?
Huh.
Okay. So it's a pretty easy, basic thing for you to do. I'm just looking at it now. So here's a good way. There's Kim's already proved his value, his weight in gold. Go to your... Kenny, you never heard of this before, right? Unrolled.
No, I have not.
All right. So what kind of trouble, I don't know if that's the right word, once you do this, does it become permanent? Does it always do it, or do you have to do it every once in a while?
Well, you have to do it every once in a while because, again, the more you shop, the more you look, sometimes you subscribe to newsletters, sometimes you buy something and there's a little box that says, can we send you emails about special deals and offers? So,
no, I always put no in mine.
Well, yeah, but sometimes things, pile up.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay. Unroll.me. Go there and check it out. Our poll yesterday, do you trust Google? Because they may be able to fix an election. 27% of you said no. They're always trying to get me my info without my permission. 22% of you said sometimes I feel like it knows too much about me. 16% of you said sure, I use it all the time. Kim Garrison with us here on the Tech Talk portion of Good Day.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.